IOL Podcast.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Milind Pimpirikar and you are listening to Fighting Fit Fridays with Dr. Pimpirikar. Today, we are going to discuss about the evilest yet the most loyal friend who does not leave you very easily, the cancer. The whole family and the friends enter a state of shock when they hear this word cancer, which has affected their near one. It's a big psychological trauma and one relates it with beginning of an end of this wonderful human life. The word cancer challenges the very existence of an individual. The world around us starts to feel meaningless. It seems as if life has extracted out of a living being and one starts to witness the inevitable, the ultimate truth for all those who are born, the death. But when it really comes to it, we must know that 5-year survival rates in all types of cancers is about 62%. Some of the common cancers like breast and prostate have a survival rate as high as 90%. Thus, it makes a huge number of cancer survivors in the society, and this talk is intended to aid improve the quality of life of these people who have bravely fought the death and conquered it. Physical exercise could definitely help to enhance the quality of life in these people. When it comes to that, personally speaking, let me cite an example of an American bestseller which was written by an oncosurgeon, Dr. Bernie Ziegler. I read this book way back, and this book talks about a concept called as exceptional cancer patients. Here the author says, although it is not verbatim, but in a nutshell, he says, what is the point in seeing a patient lying in bed with number of tubes pushed inside the body? Fluids running in from one tube and coming out from the other one. What you are prolonging is death and not life. And this is precisely what we don't intend to do. We must add constructive, happy years which are devoid of suffering to these people. Once a person is labeled as cancer sufferer or a survivor, there are many factors which come into play and they are physical as well as psychological. The disease is physically challenging your well-being. Mentally, one is challenged by mood swings, anxiety of the future, it could be fear of death, there could be depression. One might get angry and say, why me? And there is almost inability to accept the bodily changes as you get loss of hair during chemotherapy. This very severely tarnishes the body image, so on and so forth. Love from the near ones in the form of family and social support. Hope to be alive, to see miracle happening, which is further added by faith in the unknown, are the three main pillars which can heal the mind, although may not cure the disease. I've always believed in prayers, and these prayers send very, very strong messages, which are called as don't die messages. The human mind also has got a strong potential, and it can choose between to be or not to be. Urge to be alive can play wonders and can extend happy years to a cancer sufferer. Bernie Siegel also conducted a trial where he gave patients paper and colors and asked them to paint whatever they wanted to. It was seen that those patients who painted positive thoughts, depicting pictures like a sunrise, had better outcomes in terms of survivorship. And he termed these patients as exceptional cancer patients. I feel this was purely a psychological phenomena depicting an impact of positive thinking, which can also be correlated with law of attractions, which means daydreaming or dreaming when awake. Visualizing positive outcomes out of the treatment being received definitely has got a bearing on good outcomes. Similar to these psychological phenomena, the world thought that physical exercise can also improve the quality of life in these patients, and the research in the past have shown that. Physical exercise has a positive bearing on all these parameters, and these people can have improved quality of life with a regular exercise routine. The principle which we follow here is called as FIT principle, which is an abbreviation for frequency, intensity, time and type of exercise, and one needs to implement this concept. Adequate frequency, adequate intensity done at regular intervals will definitely have a positive impact on these sufferers. Exercise has also shown to increase the immunity, and thus it aids the recovery from the disease. Although there is no evidence to suggest that exercise will reduce the incidence of recurrence, but surely so improves the psychological and physical well-being of these patients. The dose of exercise in these people need to be personalized, and there is no one-fit-all program. Cardio exercise with weight training done about 4 times a week for a duration of 30 minutes gives desirable outcomes. Exercises in gym setting improves the social contact. It reduces loneliness, improves bodily image, and in itself, it can form a support group of new friends which you have made at the gym. So, a positive mindset along with exercise will definitely improve the quality of life. We all get one life. Let us not let it go in vain. We must live up to the last breath, as every breath you breathe has a purpose. One has to keep fighting, because the feeling of you being just there means a lot to your family and your friends. Death is inevitable. We all are mortals. Death is going to embrace all of us someday or other. But let us not die before we actually do. We have to come alive with whatever you face. Let it be anything on this earth or the most evilest friend, cancer. To conclude, I will quote a quote from Richard Bach's Illusion, which goes on to say, "If you are alive, your job on this earth is not over." Here we come to an end of this episode. You can hear me on VTL Podcast and all leading podcast platforms on every Friday. If you have liked the views, please share, like and comment. Thank you for listening.
VTL Podcast.